from Asabishin Yarada Foundation, a non-governmental organization. And today I'll be dropping a comment on the 2020 Human Rights Council Social Forum on the theme, good practices, success stories, lessons learned, and current challenges in combating poverty and inequality. And I'd like to focus on two main key points there. That's the lesson learned and the current challenges in combating poverty and inequality. Now, lesson learned from poverty. Corruption is an enabler of poverty. It is believed that a corrupt nation will live in poverty. Then lack of transparency in government also causes poverty. Lack of a sustainable political government encourages poverty. Poverty is transferred from generation to generation. And lastly, empowerment is one of the tools in combating poverty. Now, what are the hindrances or the challenges in combating poverty? First one, we have unemployment among youth and citizens. Secondly, lack of transparency in government. And lastly, political parties are led to those affected with poverty, giving up on the government. For the inequality, the lesson learned, we have providing equal opportunity for both men and women make equality more stable, enabling law in the society that encourages equality. Then the policymakers shown interest in tackling inequality in the society will also help minimize equality. Then lastly, although women are exposed to gender bias inequality, however, equality should be known to be universal. Then the challenges in combating inequality. We have difficulties in updating law necessary that promote gender equality in the society, difficulties in unlearning cultural and traditional belief or orientation that encourages inequality. Third, it is believed to fight systematic inequality because it encourages equality. And lastly, inequality goes hand in hand with poverty, and as such, both have to be solved concurrently. I still remember humble self Adele Christopher from Asabishin Yaradua Foundation. Thank you very much. Adele Christopher.